Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Justin Booth, he is co-chair of the Skajakwita Corridor Coalition. Justin, good morning. New York State Senator Sean Ryan and State Assembly Member Jonathan Rivera, they're asking the Buffalo-Niagara Regional Transportation Council to delay its vote on the 2026-2030 Transportation Improvement Plan, as the current plan suggests cutting $100 million for a project for the 198. Remind us again what that $100 million will be used for.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning. There's been $100 million in the TIP for the better part of the last decade for the redevelopment of the Skajakwita. There was a lot of pushback over the last decade or so from the community about what the future of that corridor could look like and the way it was being designed. And that money has been sitting there through the region central process that the GBNRGC has developed to be the first down payment for moving that process forward based on the region central plan and the opportunity to, that brought to have consensus around what the future of that corridor looks like.
Well, now we're hearing that this funding is threatened. Who wants to cut the funding?
Well, the State Department of Transportation has jurisdiction over the roadway. And so every 5 years, the agencies of the GBNRGC come together to allocate the federal dollars that are coming into our region. And unbeknownst to anyone in the community, the coalition, our elected leaders, the State Department of Transportation had quietly removed the money from the Skajakwita project and listed it as illustrative, zeroing out the dollars and basically saying, if we want to do this, we can put the money back, which didn't really sit well with many people in the community.
So where would that $100 million go then if it doesn't go towards redeveloping the Skajakwita?
It goes to projects across the state of New York. And so I think that's probably one of the most concerning things. There's $100 million that are being pulled out of Buffalo and Western New York to be used elsewhere. And we want to make sure that the state knows that these resources are necessary. We have a community-supported plan to move forward. And we should not continue to delay this effort, And these projects should be moving forward.
Do you feel, Justin, like the state DOT just kind of pulled the rug from beneath you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, when the project first was developed, it was really defined by, how quickly we can move vehicles from point A to point B. The region central process, engaged with the community, really laid out a different vision, really focusing on replenishing parks, parkways, waterways, in places. It looked at inclusive development, enhancing equity and inclusive economic opportunities in the region. And it also looked at effective local and regional mobility, not just about moving cars, but how do we make it safer for people to walk, to bike, access our public transit system. And so it's just not the way that the Department of Transportation has designed these types of projects in the past. but it's what the community wants to see.
And you've mentioned community feedback over this project over the last many years that this has been discussed. Do you think this is maybe another case of too much debate, not enough action?
I mean, absolutely. We've been designing our roadways to move cars from point A to point B for a long time. And instead of our traffic engineers saying, talking and engaging our communities and saying, what would we like to see here? They've prescribed what they want to see done. They present it to the community and then they defend it. And which leads to so many projects, just being debated for so many years. But if we did a better job collectively as a society, as a community, to listen to what, the lived experiences of the people that live in these communities and how, they want to see their neighborhoods redeveloped and what the challenges that they're currently facing are, we can do a much better job of, moving these large infrastructure projects forward a lot more expeditiously. The Skajakwita is an example of a project that we've been talking about since, the early 2000s. These types of projects should not take over 2 decades to develop.
And the 33, that's another project that's seeing similar holdups. What is it about Humboldt Parkway, that area, that just nothing can get done?
Well, again, it's a way that the process has been developed. The State Department of Transportation is really looking at designing, that project based on how quickly we can move and the number of vehicles we can move on a daily basis, as opposed to really what the community has been asking for is reconnecting the two sides of the city. That's been talking about, the impact that that expressway is in current form has on the poor air quality, and of course then the health impacts that that poor air quality has on the community. And so we can redefine the process to really, again, focuses on what people need and want and how we can purposely affect and positively affect their quality of life. We can come up with solutions that don't perpetuate the current challenges and cost billions of dollars and millions of dollars annually to maintain, which, there's been no clear answer where those resources are coming from. We can get a much better outcome and maybe deliver a project more quickly and do it in a way that really, thinks about it from a conservative economic perspective as well.
Well, given all that's happened lately, what is your level of optimism right now that anything is going to happen?
Well, I am optimistic, that we have leadership with both Assemblymember Rivera and Senator Ryan, really leading the charge on these efforts and standing up to the State Department of Transportation. I think that's incredibly important, with Senator Ryan most recently winning the Democratic primary for mayor of Buffalo. I am optimistic that, his leadership in that position, if elected this fall, can really be a game changer. We've seen cities across the state, from Syracuse to Rochester, remove their urban expressways. And Rochester is a good example where, they took the control out of the State Department of Transportation's hands, and the city has been leading the effort. They've removed portions of it already and have received over $100 million to move on to the next phase of it. So you don't need to look very far down the road to see how other cities are addressing these types of issues and coming up with really good outcomes that are having a positive impact upon their communities.
All right, Justin. Well, thank you for joining us this morning, and we'll see how things progress. That's Justin Booth. He is co-chair of the Skajakwita Corridor Coalition.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.